No bother, Ashley. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Listen, you had a...
Just about getting the voice back from, a bit of singing.
I would say you were full pelt singing for a couple of days, but listen, fully deserved as well, Peter, because it's huge for the club and huge for you guys as a group to win this championship.
It was, yeah. So there was, you know, we had beaten the semi-final by Chiffon Gales last year, you know, and we kind of, we had a few injuries and everything else, but we just didn't have the panel really to compete at that level. And it's since I've been over here, I'm over 6 years now. We've lost a couple of semi-finals and never got to a final at senior level anyway. And I suppose, you know, unfortunately, one of the founding members sadly passed away last year, a man called Tom Kilcummins. His nickname was Tosh. You know, a great GAA man, and I think, you know, it was after that that a lot of the members of the club decided, right, how do we bridge this gap? And they put a big effort in terms of the recruitment. They asked me to go on as the manager and basically said, right, what do we need here to compete and get to that step further? So there was a big recruitment drive, and we got a few boys in, you know, top players, boys that have played county and stuff like that, as well as, you know, just the S&C and food after training and just all the little things that the teams are doing at home, you know, to compete at championship level. And I think that's what the difference maybe just was in the end up.
Why has it been so influenced by Donegal players? What was making all this click? Because I think there's 20 altogether, is it? And the entire panel that come from the county. You had 10 starters, and likes of Nathan McElwain, Michael Carroll, who Joe McGill, Kieran Diver, Daniel Clark, just to name a few boys that are really, really talented footballers and have played at county level at some age group along the way. So why was it that there's been so many Donegal players coming into the Shamrocks?
I think it's just the way it worked out. Obviously, you know, traditionally, Tyrconnell Gales would have been the Donegal club, and, you know, Tyrconnell would now be in a position where probably it would be a couple of English-born players who would be their main guys that have maybe Donegal fathers or whatever. But I think the shift happened probably about 10 years ago. You had the likes of Kieran Green and Dalton Malloy and Niall McLafferty from Unions were the first couple of men that came over, and it's probably mainly just because they were living in the North London area that they signed with them. And myself and Michael Boyle joined up with them, and we kind of took on the reins. Well, I was still playing a bit. I was helping Michael with the coaching. Michael was the manager there for 3 years before I took it over. So then just with our connections, I suppose, with home and, you know, it kind of works that you sign a couple of boys and then they come over and they say, well, listen, there's another couple of boys that are maybe looking for a bit of work or coming out of university that would be, you know, into the QS or construction or whatever it might be. That it kind of just then, it's like the snowball effect just kind of worked. We got a big batch of boys about 3 years ago, and then, you know, you kind of just need to keep driving it. We got another five or six in this year, and it's just sort of the way it worked out, to be honest.
Yeah. On the game itself last Sunday, were you ever in doubt that you weren't going to lose the game? Were you confident all through it, were you, Peter?
Listen, it's easy to say now in retrospect, but I was genuinely confident that, you know, we actually kind of had a couple of long-term injuries that were coming back just at the right time. To be honest, we need from our draw there. He was unlucky with injury all year, and it was just coming back. And then there's Thomas Linehan, a Kerry lad, had a very he'd done his cruciate last year, so he was just coming back at the right time. So things were just starting to fall into place. We had a good league campaign, but St Kiernan's had actually beat us by 6 points in the league final. They were still probably a few players short at that stage, and a few boys still out. But kind of had done our homework on them and seen where, you know, our strengths and maybe just where we could get at them, that sort of way. So I quietly confident, but obviously they definitely went into the game as favourites, I would say.
Yeah. And obviously you're still in the championship because you've got a club series now to get involved on a provincial level where you go into Connacht. What's next in line for you? The Mayo champions, isn't it, Peter, that you have next?
It was just an easy task of taking on the Mayo champions. So, listen, it's definitely the toughest assignment we could have got, or one of them anyway. So my understanding is that they were meant to play this weekend as well, or just passed, but it's been postponed because of the weather at home, I think. So we're playing now this weekend, so hopefully we'll be able to stream that and get a look at them and see if we can look at any of the previous games. But, I mean, you know, I'm not as well up on, I know Knockmore of two or three at least, but if you take Ballina into consideration, I think they've four or five previous Mayo players and four or five current Mayo players. So, you know, it'll be definitely a tough assignment for us. But listen, all you can do is try and get a look at them and get their matchups right on the day and have a crack at it, to be fair. The boys will get settled down now and we're back training on Friday. So.
Right. And how many training sessions would you have a week there, Peter? Because obviously it's a huge commitment to get a team together and get them clicking that you go on to win a senior championship. What sort of commitment is it on a weekly basis from these boys?
Massive, and that's why you have so much respect for them. You know, the amount of effort they put in all year. Like, we train twice a week, and then if you had no game at the weekend, we'd do another weekend session. But, you know, obviously boys over here working long hours, and they could be based anywhere in London. And, you know, 5 miles in London could take you an hour and a half or 2 hours in the car. So, you know, it's a big commitment for them to get the training even. And we're in a stage where we're, you know, renting our field just off the council. So, you know, you can't just put up lights just as handy as you would be able to at home. So for the last probably month, we've had to train on a rugby field that has lights. And, you know, the different challenges like that you wouldn't even think about. So, no, it's that's why I have so much respect for these boys, because they've put in a massive shift, and there was 10 of the lads that were on the London panel as well, so they've obviously had a long year, you know, never really stopped.
Yeah, and it's just not as simple as going from Letterkenny to the bridge in Dunfanaghy, is it?
No, exactly. No. I think the traffic's bad in Letterkenny.
Oh, I know, but listen, it's good to be playing football, still playing football, isn't it, Peter, this time of the year?
That's it. No, it was just huge for the club, obviously, because that's the first title that they've ever won at senior level. So everybody's buzzing here.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, listen, many thanks for taking the call. I'll let you get back to work. So well, Peter, and all we can do is wish you the best of luck with the next stage of the championship against the Mayo boys.
Thanks very much, Austin. Good to hear from you. All the best.